Turkey launches airstrikes in Iraq and Syria after deadly attack on military base. By Breitbart London on January 13, 2024. Istanbul, AP, Turkey carried out airstrikes targeting Kurdish militants in neighboring Iraq and Syria on Saturday, the Turkish Defense Ministry said. This comes a day after an attack on a Turkish military base in Iraq killed 9 Turkish soldiers. Turkey often launches strikes against targets in Syria and Iraq it believes to be affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, a banned Kurdish separatist group that has waged insurgency against Turkey since the 1980s. The Defense Ministry said aircraft struck targets in Mitina, Hakurk, Gara and Kundal in North Iraq, but didn't specify areas in Syria. It said fighter jets destroyed caves, bunkers, shelters and oil facilities to eliminate terrorist attacks against our people and security forces, and to ensure our border security. The statement added many militants were neutralized in the strikes. On Friday night, attackers attempted to infiltrate a military base in northern Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region, killing 5 soldiers. 4 others died later of critical injuries. The Turkish Defense Ministry said 15 militants were also killed. There was no immediate comment from the PKK, the government in Baghdad or the Kurdish region's administration. Turkey launched Operation Klawok in northern Iraq in April 2022, during which it established several bases in Duhok Governorate. Baghdad has repeatedly protested the presence of Turkish troops and called for their withdrawal. Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan expressed his condolences for the deaths of the Turkish soldiers on social media platform X, formerly Twitter. "We will fight to the end against the PKK terrorist organization within and outside our borders," he wrote. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was to hold a security meeting in Istanbul later Saturday. Fahrettin Altun, the president's communications director, wrote on X. Meanwhile, Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya announced police had detained 113 people suspected of ties to the PKK following raids across 32 Turkish provinces. He added that 4 people were arrested after police identified 60 social media accounts that praised the separatist terrorist organization for provocative purposes or had spread misleading information. 3 weeks ago, PKK-affiliated militants tried to break into a Turkish base in northern Iraq, according to Turkish officials, leaving 6 soldiers dead. The following day, 6 more Turkish soldiers were killed in clashes. Turkey retaliated by launching strikes against sites that officials said were associated with the PKK in Iraq and Syria. Defense Minister Yashar Guler said at the time that dozens of Kurdish militants were killed in airstrikes and land assaults. It wasn't immediately clear if Friday night's attack and the one 3 weeks earlier targeted the same base. The Rudaw News website, based in Erbil in northern Iraq, reported that the base attacked on Friday was located on Mount Zap in Amidi district, which lies 17 kilometers, 10 miles, from the Turkish border. Meanwhile, Turkey's state-run news agency Anadolu said a senior PKK militant was neutralized in Iraq. Fakaden was targeted in an operation run by the Turkish Intelligence Agency, or MIT, some 160 kilometers, 100 miles, inside the Turkey-Iraq frontier, Anadolu reported. The PKK, which maintains bases in northern Iraq, is considered a terror organization by Turkey's Western allies, including the United States. Tens of thousands of people have died since the start of the conflict in 1984. Turkey and the U.S., however, disagree on the status of the Syrian Kurdish groups, which have been allied with Washington in the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.